Audio Morning Brief for the U.S. Stock Market. I'm Rich Paz for Critical Point, 7:43 a.m. Eastern Time, May 26, and it is Friday, and we're still dealing with the debt ceiling, and it looks like it can spill over to the weekend, on into next week. Looks like some of the politicians are leaving for the weekend, so it probably is next week, at least for voting, okay? And some people are speculating they vote Tuesday or something like that. Still have to get a greater understanding what has actually been created. What are we actually doing here? So the market is still vulnerable for how this news flow will come about. Any rate, going to the markets and the economy, yesterday we got encouraging news that the second estimate for first quarter GDP this year rose from 1.1 to 1.3. That's supportive of our model stance for improving GDP, not only into next year, but at least for this year, things picking up a bit here. And I think we're probably going to see PMIs in coming months support that idea. Now, that's supporting our model analysis, where you may recall on the weekly chart, we are showing a fundamental calculation of what we think the market's worth. And then we're saying the market never really knows what it is worth. It's always fluctuating above and below that. Well, the point is, it's at fair valued right now. And then if you look at the week, what we're looking for forecasting, which is a little bit new for us for that kind of study, we're saying the economy is probably improving into June, July. Now, without that line that we're showing on that chart, we would have already forecast multiple scenarios of being optimistic for the economy in June, July. Okay, so we think that is supportive of the model forecast for the stock market to be up June, July. And we feel as though the market, the bulls, have stood their ground. They have fought off the bears. The bears haven't really been that aggressive. They're even concerned of a rally after fixing the debt ceiling. They're concerned the debt ceiling is nothing but news. So they haven't been that aggressive. So that is backed off on the supply a bit, but it's still there. There are still bears present, willing to knock it down, especially if we did go into default. But the bulls are the ones who are trying to sell very little and even nibbling at the market. And you can just see the stock market has gone sideways for a month or month and a half here. And we said it would be down in May, and you can see we got downside. But we also warned it might be just consolidation sideways, and we got it. It's a correct forecast. The model is working. And I'm rather impressed that the stock market has stood its ground of being in a bull market, a bullish stance here against this debt ceiling. I think what's going on is you have those who really want to see the debt ceiling raised but cut back on the spending are thinking it can work and it can be a good thing down the road. They're optimistic and bullish the stock market, but in the back of their minds are saying if they don't actually get the cut in spending, that's okay. That as long as we don't go into default, and they're even not that scared of a default. Meanwhile, we have another group that is saying they don't believe we should be cutting spending now. This should be only about the debt ceiling, but they're convinced we're probably not going into default, and a few of them are now increasingly considering default may not be all that serious. So it's interesting to have both sides of when you would say one side must be the pessimist and negative, and they're really not that way, okay? And it's kind of like both sides can get a little something out of this that they want and won't get everything they want, and it doesn't really seem to matter. I think that's what the market's telling us. Really, this whole debt ceiling and government spending and all this doesn't matter, and the reason is, underneath, the economy's doing very well, and it's improving, getting better, all right? So these stocks are worth more. The stock market is cheap. So going to the U.S. dollar, it has been stronger than what we wanted. It should top this week or next and decline into June, maybe July, and that would be supportive of the stock market specifically if we have fixed the debt ceiling. So we're looking for a top. We think it's going to work, and we're not that concerned of this size of up move. It's really almost insignificant of what we've seen for up moves in the dollar in the last 3 or 4 years. We think it's just returning to normal economy. We're not that scared of big down moves in the dollar, and we're not scared of a bit more upside in the dollar, but we don't want to see a massive up move in the dollar, which might occur if we were to go into default. Now, the dollar is linked, of course, to interest rates, and we think it's actually been leading interest rates higher. Well, we thought that. Now we see interest rates maybe showing a little more relative strength than the dollar, moving up at a faster pace. But the interest rates really ought to top today on through next week, and that's it, and top for not only a level three, and we have revised the level three so that the last level three top was May 9th, and then we left the one on April 19th the same. And what that does is allow us to, instead of a top May 23rd, it's allowing us to have just a few more days going into next week. And it's saying it really should be a level two top, and interest rates should decline in June, maybe into July, which is supportive of a bullish stock market and likely relating to a sign we'd fix the debt ceiling. Now, in sight of that, we could be launching a new level three downtrend any day now into next week that can last in the following week. And just as we had, 10 days up in interest rates, we can actually have 10 down days in interest rates. It could be that kind of a trend and that kind of reversal. We think that's going to be supportive. Now, the percent stocks over the 200-day average for the S&P 500 took a big beating this week. Definitely people pulled some money out, and the weaker stocks took a hit. The stronger stocks held up. We're okay with that. It is still due to rebound in June, July. The VIX rebounded a little more than what we wanted, but just in the last few days, and it's even already eased back some in the last couple of days here, people were starting to insure their stock holdings and bet on the downside a little bit more using derivatives, and that popped that VIX up some. But if you look at the monthly chart, it's insignificant. It's meaningless. People still don't want to bet on the downside. They want to bet on the upside of the stock market. It's just they're getting a little bit nervous here. And they may continue to be a little bit nervous. Overall, we see nothing here fundamentally, economic, news-wise, business statistics that's telling us, hey, you know, we got issues for months to come, or hey, we got other. It's just saying it's flat out bullish. Now, that doesn't mean it's going to explode or go up a fast pace or a huge amount this year, but we are bullish into the end of the year, on into next year. We're bullish this decade still. And yes, there can be noise and complications, and yes, we could still fall into default here, but it's increasingly looking like the confidence is rising. The model forecast will be right in June, July, therefore it must be we're going to fix the debt ceiling. And even though we really can't predict how these politicians are going to think and whether it'll truly be fixed, we have confidence in that reverse modeling saying, yes, it probably will be fixed in just the nick of time. So very pleased to how this stock market has sustained itself and held up. And I kind of feel like giving up on the very short-term price fluctuations here. It could be meaningless information and scare us and make bad decisions. I like what that weekly chart looks like. Cash and futures are just moving sideways for 5 weeks here. Yes, sloppy at times, volatile, scary at times, but overall it's trying to hold up. And this week we're working right now on a buy signal in the weekly 5-3-2 slow stochastic indicator. It's not near mid-range, it's not overbought, it's far from oversold, so it may be a meaningless buy signal. And we got to see if it sustains that right into the close today. Now, in addition, even if we get that buy signal by the close today, we may find that the market closes down for the week. I'm thinking it's likely so. Well, that's a low confidence buy signal. But it should not be ignored because it may be the latest level two bottom if it didn't bottom on, say, May 12th or May 16th. It may be just a level three bottom by itself. But unfortunately, we have to allow next week for some additional downside. But it could also be just a floor into next week, sideways into next week. We fix the debt ceiling and then up. There's no guarantee it will really be down. But we're looking for either wrapping up the latest level two bottom as of next week or just a level three bottom. And we still think this market's going higher in June, July. And if we'll just take out last week's high, we're on our way here. We should have fixed the debt ceiling by then. If we haven't fixed the debt ceiling by then, then boy, that'd be a sign of a very strong market and a market very convinced it will get fixed. So that high is, would be the high of the year at 42.12.91. And I'm saying this stock market is worth 43.25 or more or a little less, looking out into July. So let's get this debt ceiling wrapped up. Let's stay bullish here. Let's ride out some of this negativity. We basically just got to wait. Before I'm going to do any serious selling and give up, I actually have to wait to see us go into default. I'm not going to be the genius that can predict that ahead of time. I think this market wants to go up one way or another, and I think we got to fix the debt ceiling, and I think we will, and the market's going higher. Have a great week, weekend and holiday, and have a great day today. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future results. Thank you.